Saturday morning. And the creation of a great song remains a real mystery, even for many great musicians. And my next guest, Debbie Kruger, is lucky enough to have spoken to some of the most talented and successful songwriters in Australasia about their unique approach to the craft of creating a song. She's spoken, amongst others, to Bruce Woodley, Harry Vander and George Young, Brian Cadd, Russell Morris, Ivor Davies, Chrissy Amphlett, Nick Cave and Colin Hay, just to name a few. And Debbie wrote Songwriters Speak, Conversations About Creating Music, the definitive work on 45 Australasian songwriters back in 2005. Now it's back in circulation again and Debbie is back in Australia. Welcome home, Debbie.
Thank you and good morning. I am in circulation this morning.
Along with
for
your book.
And your wonderful people in South Australia. And thank you so much for having me. I've got my first coffee in hand.
Oh, good work. It's always good to have that when you're getting on the radio at this time of morning. Look, it's a book of conversations and it represents a snapshot in time in 2005 when the music industry was very different to today, wasn't it?
I think it was, and that's one of the interesting things about bringing the book back to life, because these conversations took place at a time when I think a lot of really successful and iconic songwriters felt that maybe their time had passed and they were looking back very reflectively, but not necessarily feeling appreciated, because there was a whole new wave and because radio programmers didn't want to play their new material, just wanted to focus on their classic hits. And what we've seen happen in these last 20 years is the heritage circuit and great rockers and pop singer-songwriters were able to get on stage and tour and please the baby boomers, if you like, who grew up listening to the music, but also gain a whole new audience. You and I have talked about this in the past, and it's a wonderful thing because now you can read these interviews again with that sort of perspective that, well, they actually did get a new appreciation.
That's right. People like Russell Morris and, you know, James Rain, Colin Hay, they've all put out really popular new music as well, which is fantastic since then. But what inspired you to write the book first time around?
At the time I was working for the major organisation in Australasia that looks after the rights of songwriters, composers and music publishers, which is APRA. And I had already read some really significant books from overseas about songwriting and interviews with songwriters, and there'd just never been anything like that done here. And I really felt that there were so many important stories to be told and the profile of these people. Some were already famous artists, obviously, you know, Adelaide-born Paul Kelly was always revered for being a great songwriter. But then there were others who were either quieter members of the band or behind the scenes, not performers, but writing some of the biggest hits in the world who had come from Australia. And I wanted them to have their moment in the sun, if you like, or at least have people understand more about them. Terry Britton, who immigrated from the UK to Adelaide in the 60s and, of course, formed the Twilights, and then went on and moved back to England, but wrote huge hits for Cliff Richard and Tina Turner. And yet Terry Britton is not necessarily a name that rolls off the tongue for people who just love their rock and pop stars. I wanted all of those stories to be told and these people to be recognised.
Were there any that got away? I mean, obviously not everyone was alive even in 2005 when you wanted to write it, but were there any that were that you really wished you could have interviewed for the book?
Yeah, there were a few significant ones. I really wanted Greg McCamish of Skyhooks to be in my book because he was one of the earliest songwriters in the rock pop genre to make the songs distinctly Australian in terms of place names, particularly Melbourne, you know, the sun sets over Carlton. And for his own reasons, he didn't want to be involved, which is still a real shame and a gap. The mecca of songwriters, to me, the major interview I wanted was Barry Gibb. And obviously that would have been a challenge at any time because he lives in Florida and, you know, he's the biggest of the big and you have to go through a lot of people to get to him. But at the time, his brother Morris had just died and he was grieving and he was being protected by his people and I couldn't get to him. Mm. And I wanted Angus and Malcolm of AC/DC because I wanted them to be recognised as songwriters rather than just rockers on stage. And it wasn't possible to get to them. But, 45 of the greatest writers, tunesmiths from Australia and New Zealand are in the book. And I still look at the list in awe of what I achieved in getting them all.
Well, I looked at it with envy that you sat down and had a face-to-face with all of these people that I admire so much. Quite a few living internationally, of course, so you did have to do a bit of travel there. But look, it is a snapshot in time. And when looking at many of them, I thought how many of them were migrants to Australia, particularly in that big boom of people coming from the UK. You know, we know here, of course, you know, Cold Chisel, you've got Don Walker in the book, but, you know, half of Cold Chisel. We know that Harry Vander and George Young, you know, so there are quite a lot of, you know, migrants of that period that went on to write globally successful music.
Yeah, well, again, Jim Keats, who came out from Glasgow as an immigrant boy to Adelaide, and Glenn Shorrock, who came out from Britain to Adelaide. I mean, there was that migrant population in Elizabeth, right? Mm. And, you know, I joked with Glenn Shorrock about what must have been in the water out there with the Barneses, you know, with both John Swan and Jimmy Barnes and with Glenn Shorrock and all of them. It's fascinating, these melting pots. For Vander and Young, that was the Villawood Migrant Centre in Sydney. But yes, when you mixed those people with someone like Don Walker, who'd been born in far north Queensland, raised in northern New South Wales, but found his way through his studies and profession before music to Adelaide, and there he met the boys, you know, and Cold Chisel was born. Yeah, I did find the whole notion of place very fascinating, the place that people came from and the places people were when songs were inspired and written. And some of the greatest Australian songs were not even written in Australia. Friday on My Mind, for example, was written in London. Yeah, that's one of many themes weaving through the stories in the book. I'm so excited that you are excited that it's back out there. Because,
I am.
You know, it's a big read. It's a 600-page book. But there is just this, it fascinates me sometimes if it, you know, a little bit vainly. I think like, wow, I think I'll read that chapter today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
remind myself what that conversation was like. Look, there's this bit of a sad story to the original published work, isn't there? Because 500 copies of this beautiful tome were accidentally destroyed by the previous publisher.
One of those tragic publishing stories. Now, the publishing industry in Australia is small, and it's hard enough to get your book published. And this was a special book, and I had a very special boutique publishing company believe in it and get it out there and get it beautifully designed and printed. And a couple of years on, they had decided to fold their business and do other things. And another publisher purchased the remaining stock, which was 500 precious books that were sitting in a warehouse, which the distributor accidentally pulped. And suddenly my book was prematurely out of print before the new publisher even had a chance to see how those sales went and then republish it. So it languished for a long time while I tried to figure out, you know, it wasn't, a lot of people turn their old books into ebooks. This one wasn't as simple to do that. And you know it when you get the book and you hold it in your hands and you look through it. So it took a long time and a lot of people encouraging me, you've got to get the book back out there. And it, you know, I was buying copies on eBay for a fortune
of your own
just
book.
To repl- just to replenish my own stock. And I would see it and I would email the seller and go, look, I'm the author and, you know, could you do me a deal? And sometimes they would and sometimes they wouldn't. But, yeah, it's wonderful that anyone, not just here in Australia, but anywhere in the world can get online and get this book now.
Fantastic. So if we want, time's against us. I'd love to talk to you more, particularly about the fact there are only 6 women in it and, you know, amazing women, all of them. Deborah Conway, Sharon O'Neill, Joy McKeon, of course. Chrissy Amphlett, Deborah Conway, and our own Casey Chambers here from South Australia. But time is against us, Debbie. So if people want to get their hands on either a physical copy or an e-copy, how do they go about it?
Best thing is to go to the website songwriterspeak.com, hit the buy link, and then there's a list of online retailers where you can get the book shipped to you very quickly.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on it. It's a fantastic work. It's a really important musical historical document in Australia and one that I'm sure all music lovers would love to have in their collection. Now, we're going to play a song we've chosen, of course, because of Jim Keys here in and the Adelaide connection and the South Australian connection. Because I Love You by the Master's Apprentices. Debbie, it's great to catch up with you. I want to hear about your memoir, so I'm going to call you again. But look, thanks for chatting. And let's hear
thanks,
the Master's
Deb.
Apprentices.
Have a fantastic weekend and thanks so much for your interest.
Thank you. Same to you. Debbie Kruger, writer, traveller, music historian, music lover, of course, and author of Songwriters Speak, Conversations About Creating Music. Let's hear one of them right now, Jim Keys and the Master's Apprentices. Magnificent song from the Master's Apprentices, Because I Love You. I hope you can do what you want to do, be what you want to be this weekend. Deb with you on ABC Radio Adelaide across South Australia and Broken Hill. It's